Good evening, this is Mike Orrin, and this is Mobu number 3. So, I think if you heard my last broadcast, Mobu number 2, I mentioned that I was feeling ill as I was recording it. And, well, suffice to say that that later on turned into full illness, and last night was probably one of the most miserable nights I've had in years. So, anyway, feeling much better now. Just spent the entire day resting, trying to get a bed set delivered, which inevitably was missing a bolt with threads. They had the bolt, it just didn't have any threads to make it a bolt. So that didn't work out, and they didn't want to take responsibility for the bed. So I said, well, let's just call it not delivered and send it back. Which brings me to my subject today, and that is personal liability, or what in customer service, basically it comes down to making their problem your problem. And what happens very often and very subtly, and really in the heat of the moment, we're more sensitive to it, but what happens is a situation like this: I receive delivery by a third party company, not the origin company, which is JCPenney. They basically hired out this delivery company to deliver and build the bed set. A couple of nice gentlemen came out, were very gracious, brought the bed up, assembled it, got to the last stage, and found out that they had a bolt that was missing a thread. Well, so he proceeds to call the company that hired them, which is JCPenney, and discusses the problem with them. They have no resolution, so the lady asked to speak with me on site, so I speak with her, and she's subtly convincing me that I should keep the bed and wait for delivery of the part that's missing, which will be here in a week. Meanwhile, the bed isn't properly put together, but that's not really what she's focusing on. She's focusing on getting me to take delivery of the bed and sign off for it, yet it's not complete. So I highly recommend is step back in these situations and think about the reality of the situation. And the reality of the situation is they signed up to deliver a bed. In this case, a bed could be a TV, could be anything. But whoever you hired or paid to deliver something, they signed up to bring it and assemble it properly. Okay, not anything less. So as inconvenient as it might be, I stress, do not accept it as delivered. In fact, I wouldn't even keep it in your home unless it's properly assembled and you really want to sign off for it. Once you've kept any property, any of this stuff in your place, it's now yours. And that's a little legal caveat that you need to understand. If they want to leave it and you don't have to sign for it, that's another story. I still wouldn't go down there because it raises too many questions later on. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. It's really personal liability, and don't get caught in the heat of the moment. Get what you want or what you signed up for and nothing less. And even though they might give a little bit of resistance to that concept, at the end of the day, they have to. And in this case, what I did was I mentioned that I said, you know, hey, so Penny's is liable for anything that happens while this bed's here. Boom. No questions asked. They went ahead and took the bed back. That was the end of that. So that's the conclusion of Mobu number 3. Thank you for listening, and look forward to seeing talking with you on Mobu number 4. By the way, you can always reach me at my website, www.mikeorrin.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/MikeOrrin. That's MikeOrrin. Have a great day. Have a great evening, wherever you are, and we'll talk with you soon.